Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
For healing, positivity, and recovery, stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
Power of words. I'm a writer and I've been writing for a long time, and I fell in love with words so many years ago as a little girl, just sitting down and writing words on paper. They seemed to have a magic of their own that I couldn't quite express at the time. Today I'm going to try to express how words have power through two different exercises, and I will leave the audience to reflect and think on it. Words have a way to build us. They have a way to lift us and to help us rise. And we can think on the great leaders in this world who have used words to do just that. Martin Luther King, Winston Churchill during the Second World War, and so many more. We can think of the great writers and poets who have used words to empower us. Maya Angelou and words like Still I Rise. William Henley and words like I am the master of my fate, I'm the captain of my soul. Emily Dickinson, Hope is the thing with feathers. Words that somehow have a power of their own. I want you now, because I really want you to see how words have power for your own self. I want you on a piece of paper to write all of the words that you think of when you feel empowered and strong. I want you to think about all the words that encourage you, all the positive words that you know, and write them on a piece of paper. On another piece of paper, I want you to write down every single negative word you've ever heard in your life. Maybe some of them used towards you. When you're finished, I want you to put them on a table or on a wall, and I want you to see both. And then I want you to ask yourself, which of the words are you the most drawn to? Which of the ones move you and which ones inspire you? When you're there in that space with those words that empower you, I want you to then look at the negative words and ask yourself what power they have. After you've done this exercise, I want you to take the negative words and I want you to crumble them up in a ball and throw them away. And I want you to take your positive words and put them somewhere that you can always go back to. This is a simple little thing that I do as a writer, and I do as a person who, like everyone, struggles at times. I go to my powerful word list. When you finish that, I want you to do this exercise to understand the power of words. On one paper, I want you to write we and us. On the other paper, they and them. These are simple words that we use all of the time, but they're words that have a power. We and us symbolize togetherness, lack of separateness, and a unified humanity. They and them separate us. They divide us. And these are words that are used every day and have such a strength in them that I don't know if the world even stops to recognize it. Do we pause and truly understand how much power they have? If we could simply rely on words like we and us and the words that are on your powerful word list and replace them somehow and not give negative words the energy that they demand. Because I, as a writer, believe that words have a power and an energy behind them, especially when they're put on paper or spoken. That is the art of words. That is the power of them. I'm going to say some words to you today, some powerful words that I hope will lift you. These words may be ones that you need to hear today. Maybe they may be ones that you try to say to yourself, but maybe hearing them from a voice far away, echoing in your ears, maybe through the universe, through my heart, and a universal energy, you'll feel them. I want to say that you are absolutely beautiful. I want to say we and us belong together. We are one humanity, one heart, and the expression of that humanity is simply a metaphor for our very existence. And maybe the metaphors may differ, but the humanity remains the same. I want to say that you are capable. Capable of so much, no matter what obstacles you are facing in your life right now. Maybe they seem so great. Maybe they are making you bend. Maybe they are making you drop to your knees. But as you're dropping to your knees, look up at the sky and find one spark of light, one star, one glimmer of hope. I want you to know you are able. If you can walk, talk, and eat on your own, you are able. If you can stand up and walk outside, your living room, you can change your life. Just open the door. I want to say, I love you. Love is such a powerful word that we throw around as if it doesn't matter, as if it's simply a Hallmark holiday card. But love is the one thing that can change things. It can make the world a better place. It can make it a better place if we all took time to express it to one another and strangers. Strangers who may be homeless, strangers who may be struggling, strangers that may be hopeless. Take some time and show humanity some love. I want to use the words that I am talking about today, the ones that lift and empower. There's so many words floating around in today's world. Ones that I often cannot understand. Words that are used to rip people apart. To destroy this beautiful place that humanity is supposed to live in. A place where we are supposed to embrace each other. We cannot erase these words, unfortunately. But we can do better by focusing on the words that we do write and speak. Just like the list that I asked you to write, those two lists. If we could somehow work together, all of us, so that these words no longer hurt people. That no longer create this enormous space between us. And by us, I mean the world. It's as if we choose somehow not to focus on the words that empower each other, that show each other compassion, empathy, generosity. Even saying those words, you can feel the energy of what it does. How can you not see the beauty in words and the power in them? If you can see the power of those words, see what the negative words do as well to people. The other day I was listening to a story of somebody who had these awful words said to them. And I couldn't understand what made the other individual feel that these words were words that gave them power. But somehow they still exist. And they float around, just float around as if only the most hateful people will hold on to them and grab them and use them to make another human being not feel as worthy. Not worthy enough to have the same thing everybody else does. By that I mean, not just on a worldwide level, but in everyday life as well. The words that we also say to one another, whether in anger or frustration. I can think of times when words were used like that. And I guess for myself, words have always had a strength in them that made me want to be a writer and made me want to use better words And there are better words to use. I'm not going to list all the words that are derogatory towards each other, because by listing them, by verbalizing them, I give them this space, this peaceful space. By writing them down for yourselves to see, however, I believe that you can see the contrast and perhaps understand the lesson that I am teaching today. I'm hoping that this helps somebody. And right now I want to leave you with some words that come straight from my heart, that are not filtered in any way. And I'm hoping my voice will lift somebody and make somebody feel loved today. I want to say how absolutely amazing humanity is. How beautiful it is when you simply pause and look each other in the eyes. That instead of focusing on the separation between us, if we focus on the similarities, we can do anything. We can conquer the world. And we, as a unified humanity that no longer leans on words like they and them, can change things together. I wish everyone a wonderful week. God bless you and stay well.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.